This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. 10 minutes late on that, my bad. And weather here, storm clouds now circling Kansas City. I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. That's where the Pirates are to start a series with the Royals tonight. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Terry Bradshaw continues to tour America as an entertainer. He shows up in places, casinos mostly. And he performs songs and tells stories about his football career, acting career, his life in general. And so as part of that, he goes and does a lot of these speaking engagements where he's promoting this tour. And then they want to talk to him about football. This is another one where he's in some podunk town. And
he's in Dallas, dude.
Okay, so that's not podunk.
I think he was in somewhere in Texas.
Okay, well, there are podunk places in Texas. Would you call Lubbock podunk?
No.
Is El Paso podunk?
No, there's like a million people that live in El Paso.
All right. Well, he goes to places, he goes to outposts, and he performs. And now this is the second time this offseason he has played the world's smallest violin for Kenny Pickett. How he gets labeled a bust, and it's not fair. And I think, obviously, Steelers fans, I don't need to rehash history. They have a love-hate relationship with Bradshaw. But this is where you really piss them off with stuff like this. Like, you keep banging the table as, like, the greatest quarterback in team history, that the team made this awful, awful mistake. And I think, well, there are actually layers to this.
Oh, I think there's a, I don't think he's playing the world's smallest violin for Kenny Pickett so much as he's going on the attack against specifically the head coach without saying the head coach's
name.
Well,
I was also going to say, I think this is like a cause for him.
Well, because he felt Chuck Knoll did him wrong early in his career. But because that's also one of the things
true,
he was asked
but
about.
But also, I think he also likes to use himself as an example of, this is why you should be patient.
It worked with me. Why wouldn't it work with everybody else?
Look at my record after 4 or 5 years.
They tried to bench me, but they eventually came back around to me. And once they backed me with a really good team, look what happened.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely like the projection of, if it can work for me, it should be working for everybody that way. Which is a flawed premise. It's just like if Tom Brady said, well, if you just draft a sixth rounder at quarterback and you believe in him, you'll reap the benefits. Like, obviously, not everybody is you. There's a reason that you're the only sixth-round quarterback to do what you did. There's a reason Bradshaw actually did succeed here. You know why? It was because he was ridiculously talented, and yes, it took time for it to click, and once it did, he was spectacular in the biggest moments. And he also had an all-time great defense, one of the best running backs ever, and two Hall of Fame wide receivers, among other things, in his favor. The idea that you would apply, I guess my point here is, Pony, the idea you would apply your own blanket or your own experience blanket sense to every quarterback that's maybe failed out in their first port of call is ridiculous. He mentions Baker in there. Baker's a 1-1 guy. That's analogous a little bit.
Well, Baker didn't fail in Cleveland. He got shoved out because they thought somebody was better. And by the way, he got married this week. Did you see all the tweets
Watson did about that?
Yeah.
I bet the ceremony was touching.
That's not a bad one. But the big one, John Steigerwald.
Oh, really?
So the story had a happy ending. Yes, it did, John.
I got a tip. I do have to.
He reared back and found his fastball.
As a matter of fact, it did.
John and I, of course, have a tortured history, but I have to just tip my cap there. You do, in fact, have to hand it to him.
That is a good one.
If Baker had played the way he played in Cleveland and the Steelers had drafted him, he'd still be their quarterback. Kenny never played that way.
He's the only quarterback to win a playoff game since they came back into the league with that team. So. Like, they made a decision. They didn't think he was good enough. They thought somebody out there was better.
He played through injury when he probably shouldn't have.
Now,
you know, all that stuff.
Now, I think Darnold is way more analogous to Pickett because Sam didn't have success with any of the teams he played for prior to Minnesota. He was bad with the Jets.
Yeah, but I have to stop you right there.
He was bad with the Panthers.
He was third overall pick in a quarterback-heavy draft. I think the one thing about Kenny that has to get mentioned over and over again is that it was a reach pick in what is being looked at now, other than Brock Purdy at Mr. Irrelevant, as like the worst quarterback draft in what, at least 10 years probably? Sam Darnold was picked in Mayfield's draft, in Josh Allen's draft, in what, Josh Rosen was in that draft. Like, there was a misevaluation by the Jets. They took the wrong guy, but like, yep, the talent in the production was there in college that made you think, okay, this guy could be really good. Kenny had 1 year of production, no doubt, but I think if you put him in any other draft in the last 5 to 7 years, he's not getting out of the third round. Like, he's not getting picked earlier than, you know what I mean. He's not getting picked as early as
well. How
he
about
did.
This last draft?
I mean, this is the other one.
He wouldn't go ahead of Cam Ward. Would he have gone ahead of Tyler Shuck? I think he would have. I think he would have been a first round pick or a early second round pick in this April's draft. Actually, Jackson Dart got picked too. He had a better career than Jackson Dart.
I don't think he had what people would probably say were the measurables of Dart. I think people like Dart as an athlete.
I agree, but he was more productive in college than Dart was.
Dart played in a better conference, though.
With better players around him.
But against better players.
Right.
I mean, the Dart thing was he played in a one-read offense where Lane Kiffin kind of on purpose.
Yes, and Kenny played in an offense where he had to run to the sideline and get the play call.
Whip. Yes, I know.
Like, it was...
I just don't like comparing...
What's the movie with Tom Cruise again that's based in Pittsburgh where the coach was an a-hole?
Oh, All the Right Moves.
Yeah, something out of that movie.
I don't know. I just
run to the sideline and get the plays.
I feel like it's a wrong comp to put Kenny by Bradshaw in that class of player because he just wasn't drafted that high.
I agree with that.
And so I find it to be a false equivalency in terms of how like he gets talked about versus those guys get talked about.
Yes, he was not the number one pick in the draft. However, the point about how like... I'm only relitigating this because Bradshaw brought it up again. Someone else who brought it up, I wouldn't spend more than 2 minutes on it.
No, I know.
But he's one of the 10 or 15 best quarterbacks of all time. He won 4 Super Bowls here. He won an MVP here. And he won 2 Super Bowl MVPs. And he keeps saying that they did not surround him with players, with people, to get a clear and concise evaluation of him as a player. And... that is right.
Is it more about surrounding him with the right players or the right coaches? Because I think it's actually coaches in Kenny's case. I don't think Kenny has the physical skills to ever be great in the NFL.
Yes, you've made that point abundantly clear.
But he was coached horribly. And I think it's a lot easier to try to surround a guy with coaches and with a mindset and with a philosophy that will allow Kenny to be whatever the best version of him is in the NFL than it is to just say, boom, 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 boom. We're going to have a flawless 1974 style draft, and this guy's going to be on a roster just absolutely flush to the gills with ability. They chose instead to maintain Matt Canada as their coordinator, a man completely in over his head. They chose instead to continue to let their head coach, a man whose first instinct with any quarterback not named Ben Roethlisberger is to restrict that player because he doesn't trust them.
Yep.
They let him continue to call all those shots. And so I think in those two ways, Terry has a point, even if it's a grudging one.
So you have the horrible play caller, the worst we've ever seen.
Yes.
His offensive line is Dan Moore, who we all hated.
Yes.
Sam Alu and Daniels were fine at guard.
Yes.
But Broderick Jones is a rookie playing out of position. Again, horrible job by the Steelers. and Mason Cole playing center
was bad.
Was so bad that the next year no one wanted him. He was completely washed out of the NFL and he started 17 games that year.
Correct.
So, you know, you give that offensive line, if you're being nice, you give it a C grade. It might have even been worse than that. It was probably one of the 5 or 10 worst lines in the NFL. Wide receivers were okay. I mean, he had Deontay and he had George Pickens, but think about that. You got to manage both of those guys. Super temperamental, super mercurial. Allen Robinson was the third wide receiver who was ready for the glue factory. And Freiermuth's the tight end who's, you know, a good pass catcher.
But they didn't have the right system in place to utilize Pat to the best of his abilities.
I mean, and to be honest with you, like, I think the same thing applies for Kenny this year. I think, like, he is not a good enough player where he can overcome all of these things. But at the same time, he also, like, keeps getting put in situations that aren't really beneficial for quarterback success. He's in Cleveland now. They're the worst team in the AFC. They might be the worst team in the... They probably are the worst team in the NFL. Now, there's a reason why, like, that might be one of only two or three places he can go and actually compete for a job at this point. But it's the same question. If he doesn't work there, if he sucks, if he doesn't play well, how much of it's him? How much of it is the fact that he's playing for a bad team?
Is he even going to be their starter, though? There are still people there who think Flacco is pretty clearly the better option.
Well, Bostic is guaranteed it. He is.
Has he said Kenny's going to do well there, too?
I don't know. I can text him and ask. What do you think he'd say?
Who's asking? And if you say Mulsey, I don't know. Maybe go after Broderick Jones again, perhaps.
Oh, he really went after Broderick Jones hard.
I don't know, man. I just, at some point, like, you just are what you are as a player and you overcome your circumstances. So, like, you've brought up, like, well, how much of it is Kenny's fault? I think, like, it's the counterfactual to that. It's, if Kenny was that dude, you'd have seen it by now regardless of circumstance. Just like you've always said, Roethlisberger, despite the Browns' tortured history, was so gifted
physically.
He would
have won there.
He would have figured.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Figured out a way there.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Maury Brown, who is the biggest and best baseball money writer. He writes about salaries and payrolls and things like that. So that always gets on fans' radar here in Pittsburgh. He's going to join us at 5:15. He's based in Seattle, so he watched the Pirates get shut out 3 games in a row. First time that's ever happened in baseball history. This segment's brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is New France Brewing's Carnegie Lager and supports the Simmons Center for Interstitial Lung Disease. Got this sent to me today. Kevin Colbert. We like Kevin on this show. I think Kevin's a borderline Hall of Famer. I have not spent a lot of time comparing his resume to other GMs who are in the Hall of Fame. My guess is it's not that far off, and it's probably better than some of them. So by that standard of comparing guys and whether or not they're Hall of Fame worthy, he probably does pass the test. The Steelers have had an 8-year playoff win drought. You know that because we can't go a day on this station without somebody, either a host, producer, or caller, or texter, or YouTube commenter, bringing it up. There is a snazzy chart that's making the rounds on Twitter to disparage Kevin Colbert of his last 5 drafts as GMs. This is a very well done graphic because it's color coded. People like that. When colors
are... Is it a pie chart?
No. It's like an Excel. Hold it up to you. It's like a little Excel one. I don't know. It got texted to me by 4 different people.
Man.
Yeah.
People just like to get that news out to you to make sure you see it. Here it is. Tommy, is it Yagi or Jaggy?
Final 5 Kevin Colbert draft classes.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy color-coded each...
5 categories. Great is blue, above average is green, average is yellow, pink, I will call it, is below average, and salmon is gone.
Yep. And so this is the 2018 through the 2022 draft. According to this chart, he has only 1 pick that falls into the great category. So really good player who's still on the team.
Out of 39 total picks made,
yep,
to be clear.
And that would be Alex Highsmith.
Okay.
In the 3rd round in 2020.
Who's above average?
1, Pat Freiermuth, 2021 second round pick.
I'm with it so far. Average?
I see two.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph in 2018, who they brought back.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Austin.
How do you feel about those? I would say that's about... I could almost make a case, given Mason's incredibly limited sample size, that it was above average at the end. But I think he zeros out at probably average.
He's 1 game for you as a 3rd-round quarterback.
He started a playoff game for you as a 3rd-round quarterback, and you weren't in that playoff game without his play.
See, I still think it's like somewhere between average and below average. But for the purpose of this,
he was
I'm
also
fine
benched
with calling
for
it average.
Devlin Duck Hodges. In his earlier
and then
stint.
Among guys who are still with the team from those drafts, Colbert drafts, below average, Leal, who never plays and gets a helmet, Connor Hayward, who's probably
special
on
teams
the
guy.
Chopping block based on the Jonnu Smith trade, Mark Robinson, who's in the same spot now that you have Cole Holcomb coming back. He might be the odd man
out. And Isaiah
out.
Loudermilk, who I do think was the beneficiary of this year's, he looks like a different guy.
That was Jeff Hathorn telling
minicamp.
Us that.
Yeah.
But he'll be a backup to Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
So you said 39 picks.
Yeah, I just did a quick count. Looks like 39 picks he made.
39 picks, 2018 to 2022. Still with the Steelers right now. 2 starters, Highsmith and Freiermuth. Maybe a 3rd in Austin, and that's it. Everybody else is gone. And so this gets pinned on Colbert, which I think is wrong.
Who should it be pinned on?
Mike.
All of it?
No, not all of it, but I think it should say Colbert. It should say Kevin Colbert / Tomlin draft classes, but this is clearly created.
Would you subscribe to the idea that Colbert makes the good picks and Tomlin makes the bad ones?
No, I think that they're both to blame. Like, I blame both of them for Devin Bush. I blame both of them for Kenny Pickett. I blame both of them for Najee Harris. I blame both of them for Terrell
I blame
Edmonds.
Art for Kenny Pickett more than anybody else. I think Art... push the panic button. somehow convinced himself that a guy who had none of the real physical skills that Marino flashed was the next Marino. Did not want to be another Rooney who passed on a Marino.
Will R feel that way about a Penn State quarterback, or is that far enough out of the Steelers' jurisdiction where he won't say, now we need Aller because it's another local guy who I've watched play a few times and I think he's good?
Well, they picked Franco Harris, so I think he would probably.
Do we know if Art Rooney, who does he root for? Do we know who his college football team is?
Duquesne.
Okay, that's an FCS school. Like when he turns on big boy college football on Saturday.
He loves Tulane.
Seriously, Donnie, do we know?
There's no way Art's watching big time college. He's not sitting down to watch the SEC.
So you don't think he watched the college football playoff at all? You don't think he tuned in for a little bit of the backyard brawl? You don't think he watched any of Penn State, Ohio State, or any of those games?
I think it has to be Pitt. He has a BA in political science from Pitt.
I think if you asked me, like, Chris, better chance on a given day that Art Rooney, on a given Saturday, that Art is either, like, say when the weather's still warm, that Art is either watching like a mid to upper mid tier college football game, golfing, or reading a paper on tort reform, I think he's doing option C. I don't think he's like a football lifer the way Colbert. You could reliably find him at every Pitt home game because he liked to watch the Pitt players and he liked to see whoever they were playing, if they had anybody worth scouting. Kevin loved that. I don't think that's how Art's wired.
31 of 39 picks from 2018 to 2022 are gone.
One great player out of 39, one above average player. I think this Tommy Yagi or whatever his name is, sorry, Tommy, who did this, I think largely did a pretty accurate chart.
So I actually just had a conversation. So my father-in-law, who might be listening right now, we get back from Deep Creek on Sunday. We just had a patio put in. He's like, I got all this patio furniture. Let me bring it to your house. You guys can have it. So we're making small talk as we're driving this box truck from his house to my truck to unload all this stuff. And we actually talked about this a little bit, not knowing this chart existed, about how the Steelers' personality has shifted so much, and they've been so much bolder and more aggressive and splashier with the moves they make. And it just dawned on me, without even seeing this chart, part of that has to be, when your drafts aren't as good and you're not giving out second contracts because you don't think players are worthy of second contracts, well, where else are you going to get the players? You know what? Patrick Queen is a good example of this.
They would have filled They would have had that filled already in house.
If Devin Bush hit,
he's still their inside backer.
Yes,
he's their main guy.
You don't have to go steal from your arch rival. If George Pickens keeps his head screwed on straight, if Deontay Johnson doesn't turn into a bozo, you don't need to trade for DK Metcalf.
No.
Like, a lot of this is because their own guys who they had pegged to fill these voids. Kenny Pickett is still the quarterback if he's good. You're not going through Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, part of it is they are like being more proactive and going outside the organization to find guys.
But it's by necessity as much as it is by choice.
Exactly. Like, that's where, like, that's kind of where the scales even out. Like, you want to, fans like who are just Pollyanna and always want to like say good things about the Steelers will say,
con artist.
Yeah, like, this is great. Look at what we're doing. You're doing these things because what the organization really wants to do isn't working.
I would also say that's accurate. I would also say, to close the book on Colbert, I saw Ryan Scarpino send this out, something to this effect, and he's right. Essentially that like the over the top Kevin Colbert was like a stinky GM is just absurd. And like, you get that on Twitter where people say, man, this guy stunk. Kevin Colbert had, I would say, took over in 2000. I would say had close to 20 good years, like 16 to 17 really good years. You can kind of cut the line off after the Watt draft. And then at the end of his tenure, and his job is one where you're going to be rated equally on every year. It's not like people are going to forget the couple of bad years. He had about 5 or 6 bad years in a row. There's no arguing that. I think they had very bad drafts. The idea, though, that he was like not a good general manager because of recency bias is ridiculous. He was really good for a very long time at acquiring really good talent through the draft. It just died on the vine. You know who I put that on again? The owner.
But he wasn't good for in the NFL a lot. Like, 5 years is a very long
time. No, it's
an
eternity. But again, that's why I put it on the owner. You've got to act more decisively. Oh, and by the way, you let him conduct the Pickett draft and then let him walk off into the sunset. His very last pick was cut practically before you got drafted.
Donnie, you've take on all this?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris brought up the recency bias, and that's really what it is, because when people will say that Kevin Colbert, probably a Hall of Fame GM, I mean, you got to look at the full body of work. I mean, they were cooking pretty good the first like decade in the draft, at least. Him at the helm.
But
I mean,
the last half decade got really, really dark.
Starting with the Edmonds draft,
yeah, like it was very
final,
bad.
Yeah, his final five drafts were horrible. I mean, I'm not saying that they weren't, but people will jump on, well, he was awful at the end, so he sucked. And, like, I think, I don't know, I've seen people, you know, I did TV last night, and somebody, like, tweeted in, oh, Omar Khan, he's almost better than Kevin Colbert ever was.
Oh,
I'm thinking that is asinine.
Yeah, win a playoff game first.
Absolutely
Omar's
asinine.
Omar's got
of the building of rosters he did through the 2000s were spectacular.
Omar's got to find a quarterback, by the way. This is a total one-off year with Rodgers. The jury is exceptionally out on whether Omar's good at this.
I had somebody who works in the NFL, doesn't work for the Steelers, has taken a liking to me for some very strange reason, bring up a very good point that I wished I had made when we talked about Omar on Thursday. He said, they're giving him an extension before he's figured out currently their two biggest issues, who their long-term quarterback is and what they're going to do with TJ Watt. That's odd. Wouldn't you want the answers to those two questions before you went out and gave a guy a contract extension? Which, by the way, this person's argument was, with the Steelers, Donnie, the whole thing's getting honored. You don't give Omar Khan a contract extension and a year later say, well, you're not the right guy for the job anymore. If you give him 3 years, guess what? He's going to work
three years.
Yeah. Is that not a fair point?
No, I thought about that a lot. I mean, he got rewarded, and he hasn't done the single most important thing.
The quarterback thing is still completely up in the air, and we don't know what's going to happen with their best player.
How much with people do you think they see, well, Kevin got his quarterback within his first 5 years, and then it was like cruise control for him? I mean, I don't follow that narrative,
Malzi,
by the way.
And
he continued to draft pretty well.
Malzi and I have a friend on social media who believes that, Hurricane Carl. Basically, that Colbert was not a good GM who was just dragged along by Ben, riding the coattails of Seven.
And I would imagine then a lot of people don't give him credit for that because they say, well, Kevin might have gone with Bill wanted, and Bill wanted Sean Andrews, and Dan Rooney stepped in and said, draft this player. Like, I'm going to be the adult in the room.
Kevin also did build the best defense in the NFL and one of the best defenses
of
all time.
Kevin and Mike, in their first year drafting together, drafted Lamar Woodley and Lawrence Timmons.
Fantastic.
That's pretty damn good. He traded up to draft Hall of Fame safety who won.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Defensive player.
That music means it's time for Donnie's segment. The football guy, Donnie Football, Donnie Chedrick. Brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Go check out Donnie's sit-down conversation with Pat Fryermuth over a tantalizing, delectable Italian meal. It's Breaking Bread, and it's on our YouTube channel, 93.7 The Fan. Many of you streaming the show, watching the show right now on YouTube, we appreciate that. And even those insane comments that get left in outlandish conversations that break out there. We tip our
cap to those
as well.
The commenters briefly broke the comment section. I found like a cartoon animal that said, sorry, something's broken, and had to refresh the page. They managed to break the comments for a hot minute here.
Donnie, where are we going with the debrief today, my friend?
The debrief, July 7, 2025. I heard the morning show bring this up, and then I saw the list myself, and I thought it would be a fun debrief. I'm not sure if you guys saw this or were made aware of this, but The Athletic ranked the top college football rivalries with about a month or so to go before
how many?
The start of the season. The top 25 in college football.
Pony, you want to see how many of them we can name?
Sure.
Iron Bowl, Alabama-Auburn.
That is number two.
Army
Michigan-Ohio State is number one.
Yes, Michigan-Ohio State is one. Army-Navy is number four.
Number three. Do they have my beloved Apple Cup on there?
No. I'm gonna
Not
say
anymore,
they don't.
Probably.
Don't go there yet. Let's try to get as many as we can before we get one wrong.
Okay, hold on.
I'm going to submit.
Wait, Florida-Georgia still should
be on. That
was
the one
there.
I was going to go with
World's
next.
Largest.
That one I think is way too low.
What is it, though?
I think that should be in the top five. That's number 12.
Maybe because Florida's been a little down of late. Did they list Georgia-Alabama as a rivalry, or are these traditional rivalry games, so to speak?
That's a great question.
They're almost all traditional. There are
Red River,
there are a
Red
couple.
River Shootout.
Oklahoma-Texas.
That's three. So you got four out of the top five if you want to try to guess number
Bedlam,
five.
Bedlam, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
That's number 25.
Whoa, barely boy, Mulsey living dangerously.
Clemson, South Carolina.
Is that one called Good Old Fashioned Hate?
Not on the list.
Now I'm looking for it here. Oh, wait, no, there it is, 24.
Oh, my God, Pony, we are really living dangerously. USC, UCLA.
No, don't do that one yet. Do Notre Dame, USC, right?
That is number five. But that is also on the list, Malzy. USC, UCLA comes in at 14.
How about Notre Dame, Michigan?
No, they don't play anymore.
Notre Dame and Michigan is on there.
They never play.
18.
Well, that would be like taking Penn State into account, which I'm guessing they didn't. So I'm not going to throw that out there.
Yeah, don't do that.
How about Michigan, Michigan State?
That is at 16.
Texas
A&M?
Yeah, I would think that one has to be there somewhere.
Because
oh,
they
no.
play each other again now.
Yes, 15.
Mississippi State, Ole Miss.
That is 23.
How is that 23? A guy lost the Egg Bowl one year by lifting his leg up like a dog and pretending to pee.
Florida State.
That is there at number 9.
How about a Miami, Florida State?
That is number 7.
Oh, okay.
That a boy, Malls. But Malls
How about Minnesota, Wisconsin for Paul Bunyan's axe?
Hell no.
Number 10.
Wow!
Do we go Iowa, Iowa State,
I was just
going
to say that next, the Cy-Hawk. Some great 9-3 games played in that rivalry.
Oh, no.
Didn't make it?
A no-show for Iowa, all Iowa right. State.
Do you think BC Notre Dame's going to be on this?
No, can't
it
be.
It is not.
Okay.
All right, well, now we got to ask, where's the backyard brawl?
It is not there.
That had to have Crowley and Doran in a tizzy this morning, did it?
I mean, I don't blame them. I think if there's anything that fans of those two schools can agree on, it's that it absolutely belongs in a top 25 college football rivalry list.
How many have we've named a good amount of them so far?
You guys did get a good, you probably got at least half there.
Wait,
I'm trying to think of what we. Oh, Cal Stanford has to be on there still. Those AC, those traditional ACC powerhouses.
I do not see Cal Stanford.
Okay, so this is my. This is why I don't disagree with this. Other than the fact that the two schools are close to each other and the fans don't like each other, what other juice does that game have?
No, I mean it doesn't have juice anymore. I'll admit that, but it's. I think of historical college football rivalries. I still think of that.
And they have, I mean, that the game in Morgantown a couple of years ago was bowling shoe ugly, but, I mean, the two games in Pittsburgh were great.
Yes they
especially
were.
Especially when it came back that Thursday night.
They were bangers only in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that was a great game with Holstein looked like Roethlisberger in that game.
Is North Carolina, NC State kind of deal, like something goofy like that? Like, I just think of stuff like Virginia, Virginia Tech. Are they going to put something like that in there? Virginia stinks anymore.
Nope, that is not on there. I mean, I can run. So you guys got the top five.
Mm-hmm.
They have Nebraska and Oklahoma at six.
Well, that was more like they a don't big play game anymore. In the '70s, in the '80s.
I don't feel bad that we missed that. They haven't played exactly. They haven't played in 40 years against.
Here's
each other.
Another one that I want to get your take on. Number eight, Ohio State and Penn State.
Unrivaled.
That feels like more like a hammer nail rivalry.
See, that's why Chris.
That's my thinking. I don't really think. I think of that as like a big
Penn State
game every
needs
year.
Penn State needs more wins than that to make me feel like it's a rivalry. Right yes. now, it just feels like a resume builder for Ohio State.
I think that's cheating because Chris asked a good question. Do we count Georgia, Alabama? They're not. They're in the same conference. They play for the same thing. Recruits. SEC championship, national championships, but it's not a traditional rivalry.
It's just the two like best teams in that conference. How about Georgia, Georgia Tech, by the way?
No.
How about Tennessee, Alabama?
Tennessee and Alabama is number 11.
See, that is a rivalry. There's a name for it.
I don't even remember. What is
it's that? Like the third, no, it's like the third Saturday in November or no, third Saturday in October. Because that's when they always play.
I'm embarrassed to admit this. I'm 40 years old. I didn't realize that was... I knew that they had some very contentious games. I didn't realize there was a rivalry. Like Terrence Cody jumping over to block that field goal. There's just a couple... Feels like there's a couple obvious ones.
Did Penn State not make it?
No. Okay. Pitt's not on there at all.
So how many Penn State games made it on? Did the Land Grant game make it on against Michigan State?
No friggin' way.
You have Ohio State and Penn State, and that is it for the Nittany Lions.
The Land Grant trophy is the greatest trophy in sports. It looks like somebody had like a wood shop class and they said make the ugliest thing you can make that's made out of wood and they came up with the Land Grant. How about the what's the Cincinnati one? Cincinnati has a rival that I cannot remember.
Wasn't it Pitt where they had the river rivalry?
How about Louisville and Kentucky?
No.
That's basketball.
I assume if
I
this is hoops, yeah, they're going to be on there for hoops.
So I have to plead a little bit of ignorance here. Penn State plays Ohio State in November this year at the Horseshoe. With the way that they've realigned the Big Ten, are those teams locked into playing each other every year?
I believe they are. I thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
So Ohio State has to play Penn State and Michigan every year. Who's the second team that Penn State has to play every year? Michigan State?
I would have thought that was their rivalry, Land Grant Trophy. That was it.
I know that Penn State basically has two, the way that like I view their schedule, which by the way, I've actually put money on Penn State to win it all, which it will end up being a mistake, I'm sure. But
yep, why are you
loaning that casino money like that?
He's not loaning it because he's not getting it
back.
That's
right. Why are you just handing them
no
your
loan
money?
Whatsoever.
Yeah. That's 50 cents down the drain, Malzi, as part of that huge parlay.
Okay, that's a little better.
But they basically have two big games this year, and they have to win one of them, and they will make it into the college football playoff because they play Oregon and they play Ohio State. I think given what Oregon lost and they're playing at Happy Valley, they'll probably win. They will probably then lose at Ohio State like they always do.
Was.
I mean, but they're going to cruise to the college football
playoff.
I don't
even remember. Who's going to be Ohio State's quarterback this year?
Still very much up for debate.
Donnie, humor me. You mentioned Oregon. Did they put the Civil War on there, Oregon, Oregon State, even though they don't play anymore?
No. The only Oregon one I see Washington? On here is Washington, yeah, 21.
I could have guessed that.
But, I mean, historically, their bigger rival was Oregon State. Look what we've lost. Look what they've taken from us. The Apple Cup,
it's
Washington,
still,
Washington
I just pulled
State.
Up Penn State's. This is such like a nerdy observation on my
Do
part.
Do they have any random ass like Akron versus Toledo or any like crap from the MAC?
No, they do not. Right. Harvard, Yale at 20, Kansas, Missouri at 19.
Oh, my Kansas, God, that's Missouri? A joke.
Yeah,
the backyard brawl, yeah, see, behind that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would piss
Get
me
the
off.
Kansas,
F
Missouri
out
was
here.
Good one time. It was 2007.
Todd Reesing.
Any other weird rivalries make it over that? Backyard brawl?
Does Miami have any rivalry games listed in here?
He said Miami, Florida State.
Florida State. What,
they have anything else?
No, they don't really have another rival. They don't play Florida all the time.
I feel like Iowa and Wisconsin should not be ahead of the backyard brawl.
I think Iowa State more than Iowa, Wisconsin.
I know. Well, don't they play, which one's the old Oaken bucket?
That might be the old Oaken bucket. What's the little brown jug, Minnesota, Michigan? How about the Golden Shillelagh?
Penn State has a bunch of funny ones. Paul Bunyan, they got...
Wait, Penn State?
Or, no.
That's not
the
Big Ten.
I mean, the Big Ten.
Wisconsin,
yeah,
Wisconsin, I feel like, is in the middle of every damn one of these. They might as well just have the case
Wisconsin
of Milwaukee's
has a couple,
best.
Minnesota has a couple.
So anything else that kind of sticks out as a ridiculous one to put on there ahead of the backyard brawl?
I wouldn't say so, but there are definitely a few... That I just don't know how you have it on here.
Is like Indiana or Indiana playing Purdue or something like that on there?
Okay. So here's the thing I was going to bring up when I just looked at Penn State's football schedule again. We grew up with watching the SEC on CBS and all these incredible games. 3:30 opening weekend, CBS, prime location, prime real estate.
Yep.
Penn State versus Nevada.
Oh,
okay, that'll be like a 42-0
They're
game.
Sending Gary Danielson and
Nessler.
My man Brad Nessler, like one of the A teams. Be like sending Nance and Romo to Titans Jaguars week one.
That's Spiro territory, baby. By the way,
Nevada,
we've had a few
Penn State.
We've had a few people on the text line point out that Penn State is actually not locked into playing any school.
They're unrivaled in every way.
Well, then I'm sorry. Like, Penn State, Ohio State is not a rivalry to me.
Donnie, I had a listener chime in that we need to talk about a great rivalry in the lower levels, the Packyard Brawl, W&J versus Waynesburg.
See, I mean, me as a proud Waynesburg man, here's the thing. You want to talk about hammer and nail, you're not getting any more, you're not getting a better example than that. I mean, put it this way. I was on the last team to beat W&J, and that could be the last team
Donnie,
ever.
Donnie, I ran into a guy.
This person was a middle linebacker who texted me for W&J.
Donnie. It's happened three times.
He's
in
a
like
big guy
years.
And a strong guy and a good guy.
I ran into a guy at our community day. He was a little buzzed, so I don't remember his name exactly.
Wait, why was he being a little buzzed making it so that
I don't
you,
know. If, I don't think he
was he like slurring his name.
No, I don't think he ever gave me his name. Huh. He was the quarterback on a Waynesburg team that was ranked in the top 25 in the early 2000s. He said we got as high as 19th.
Ooh, early 2000s.
He said 03, we were ranked.
So the 03 team was the last one before 2014 to beat W&J. That team was good.
And then it all went to hell.
I don't know who the quarterback would have been.
Went all downhill from there.
I'm looking it up right now. Paul D'Imperio?
Maybe.
Or no, Jeff Dunn.
Jeff, sorry, I forgot your name. Well
that
done.
Seems like that would have been Jeff Dunn.
Playing for those Waynesburg Hornets. Is that what they're called?
They had a...
Yellow Jackets, but were burnt orange.
They had a tough loss, though, I'm looking here, to a Bridgewater on November 22nd, 03. That was a rough one for those guys. Jumped out
that
to a big
like
17-0 lead.
Yeah. How about the City game on turf that's coming back August 30th? Did that make the list?
It did not.
Duquesne?
I mean, hey, speaking of Art Rooney, maybe he's the coin toss for that game. He went to both schools.
That's right. How about Sarah? Bring her out.
I'm probably going to go with my sister and brother-in-law and niece. I think, predictably, Sarah has like a shower or something that weekend, but she's upset she can't go.
Now, Art's going there, and if Art's tossing the coin, is he wearing Duquesne gear? Or does he wear like the AJ Hawks sister thing where he has like the Pitt Duquesne split?
See, his undergrad was Pitt.
So I think he's got to be a Pitt man.
He went to Duquesne School of Law.
Okay, that's another. I'm glad you guys brought that little thing up. I think anybody who's like, say you go undergrad to a worse football school, and then you do grad school of any kind, or you know, postgraduate law degree, anything, and you adopt that school's team because they're a better football team, that's bunk. Now, you can be like me and just choose not to root for your undergrad team, period.
Right.
That's a different animal. But if you got into, like, say you went to, you know, Indiana University in the Big Ten and you didn't like their football team, then for whatever reason you went to Ohio State for grad school and you're like, well, I'm a Buckeye now. No, your ass is not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.